This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Omnibus bill buries precious metals tax hike in 70 pages of modifications. House Bill 26289 would end Colorado's decades-old sales tax exemption on gold and silver, a move critics say violates Tabor and will drive dealers out of state. A 70-page omnibus bill moving through the Colorado House would strip away the state's sales tax exemption on precious metals, effectively imposing a new tax on gold and silver transactions without voter approval. Former State Senator Kevin Lundberg raised the alarm on The Kim Monson Show, calling House Bill 26289 a deliberate attempt to circumvent the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. The bill, titled Modification of Certain Tax Expenditures, was introduced February 23 by Representative Garcia, Representative Brown, and Senator Wiseman, all Democrats. It carries no Republican sponsors. A hearing before the House Finance Committee is scheduled for March 9 at 1:30 in the afternoon. On the tax hike buried in Section 17. Lundberg said he nearly overlooked the bill's most consequential provision while reviewing the week's legislative filings. He described it as a 70-page bill with 39 sections, saying the whole category they lump it in and call it modification of certain tax expenditures, but that's not what the bill does. The bill raises taxes and creates new taxes. Section 17 amends the Colorado revised statutes to end the precious metals exemption effective January 1, 2027, with a full statutory repeal by December 31, 2029. Colorado first exempted precious metal bullion and coins from sales tax in 1990, though that exemption expired in 1995. The General Assembly reintroduced and expanded the exemption in 1999, covering all gold, silver, platinum, and palladium transactions. The exemption has been in effect continuously for 27 years. Lundberg said a gold and silver dealer gave him a blunt assessment of the provision's impact. The dealer's answer was pretty simple. He said, "They do this, and that industry goes out of the state." On the Tabor question. The bill's legislative declaration in Section 1 asserts that any revenue gain from removing the exemption is incidental and de minimis, citing the 2018 Colorado Supreme Court ruling in Tabor Foundation versus RTD. That ruling held the legislature could make tax code changes that produce only negligible revenue increases without triggering a voter approval requirement. But Lundberg pointed to a contradiction at the heart of the bill. He said he is aware of some discussions with the Senate sponsor on this bill, and the sponsor insisted they are doing this because they are trying to raise all the money they possibly can. The bill's own declaration of minimal revenue impact sits uneasily alongside that stated motivation. The legal ground beneath the legislature's position shifted in September 2025, when the Colorado Supreme Court ruled unanimously in a Lakewood telephone tax case that a taxing district cannot exempt itself from Tabor's restrictions and requirements simply by declaring that a legislative change has a purpose other than revenue generation. Lauren Furman, president and CEO of the Colorado Chamber of Commerce, called the ruling a landmark case that draws a sharp line in the sand for the state and local jurisdictions trying to tax voters without their approval. Lundberg said the Taxpayer Bill of Rights says you put in a new tax or you increase the revenue from enhancing taxes, and you have to ask for a vote of the people for that to occur. This doesn't do that. This tries to just ignore Tabor. Going against the national trend. More than 40 states currently exempt precious metals from sales tax, treating bullion and coins like stocks, bonds, and other financial instruments rather than retail goods. The Colorado State Auditor's 2021 evaluation of the exemption found that it helps the state's bullion and coin retail industry remain competitive with retailers in other states, most of which have a similar exemption. Only Maryland and Washington have recently repealed their exemptions. David Crenshaw, executive director of the NCBA, a trade group representing bullion dealers and numismatic businesses, said those actions will drive commerce out of Maryland and Washington and into neighboring states with more favorable tax treatment. Lundberg noted the bill's January 1, 2027 effective date. He said at least they're allowing that industry to recognize that they've got 10 months to get out of the state. On the safety clause. The bill includes a safety clause in Section 40, declaring the legislation necessary for the immediate preservation of the public peace, health, or safety. The clause triggers immediate effect upon the governor's signature, preventing citizens from petitioning for a referendum to overturn the measure. And now, Kim's perspective. The contradiction could not be more plain. Legislators talk about affordability for everyday Coloradans while trying to wring every last cent out of us. The taxpayers' Bill of Rights exists precisely to prevent this kind of legislative overreach, and the September 2025 Supreme Court ruling should put lawmakers on notice that declaring a tax increase incidental does not make it so. Attaching a safety clause strips citizens of their right to petition against the bill, which is exactly the point. Burying a new tax in Section 17 of a 70-page omnibus bill is not an accident. It is a deliberate strategy to avoid the scrutiny that a standalone tax increase would attract. Coloradans who care about sound money and honest government should make their voices heard before the March 9 hearing. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.